Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Spiritual Hollywood Hour. I am Kate Romero, your host, and as usual, I want to give a lot of gratitude out to Don Newsom and Seth over at BBS Radio for providing us with this wonderful platform to raise consciousness using Hollywood. Speaking of raising consciousness, I have one of my favorite people on tonight as my guest. Her name is Allison Prentice, and she and her partner, Jocelyn Harrit, actually put something together that is just making such a difference in the world. If you go to the website, it's www.creomundi.com. That's spelled CREOMUNDI.com. And what you will find there might surprise you. The topic of this evening is the power of positive intention working for you and working for everyone and working for the world. And this is quite a remarkable story that's growing leaps and bounds. This company is just about, I think February 9th would make it a year old, actually almost 2 years old, this is 2009. They started February 9th in 2007, and it's just been growing leaps and bounds since then. And CREOMUNDI is an idea and a company whose time has absolutely come, and we're just an awakening planet right now. And we're becoming a new world with a new way of living, and CREOMUNDI fits right into that. It's a company that actually uses the power of affirmative words in 15 different languages inside of the clothing that they produce and on their consumable products, which is a whey protein powder that is simply amazing. We'll let Allison tell you more about that. And I am using that product myself and finding, just in 2 days of using it, all kinds of wonderful changes going on in my life. And it's an intentional consumable product where I think you'll find it fascinating what that means as well when I bring Allison on. Allison Prentice and Jocelyn Harrit are a dynamic, energized duo who continue to defy the odds and shift paradigms as they create, market, and sell products under the CREOMUNDI brand name throughout their native Canada and beyond. Inspired by some of the great thought leaders of today, including Dr. Masaru Emoto and his messages from water, CREOMUNDI products are a celebration of the human spirit and life itself. CREOMUNDI, which literally means create your universe, is out to change lives and empower people to love and nurture themselves and one another like they never have before. And every clothing item has hundreds of uplifting words of print that are printed on the inside in 7 different languages. And when I bring Allison on, she'll tell you all about what provoked her to do something like that. And these words are words like energy, greatness, harmony, joy, prosperity, strength, and unity. Their products are expanding out to bed linens. I mentioned to Allison earlier today that it would be great if she could make CREOMUNDI tents and sleeping bags. She's also doing this for mothers, maternity clothing for their babies. Like I said, bed linens. There's just no end to what you can do with this. And personally, I'd like to connect Allison Prentice with Marie Diamond, who is the feng shui master, and get the two of them to help feng shui people's homes using this intentional process, which I think would be, being everything is energy, an amazing, amazing coupling. And again, that website is www.creomundi.com. That's CREOMUNDI.com. And without further ado, I will bring on Allison Prentice. Hi, Allison.
Hi, Kate. How you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. I'm a little bit groggy from something that I had done today, a medical procedure, and I wore one of your CREOMUNDI shirts to the doctor's office to have this procedure done, and I just felt so energized. He said that I am one tough chick. I didn't even flinch when he sunk a needle deep down into my shoulder.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and I'm feeling better, and they say that it'll take a couple of days for it to really take effect. And I just want you to know that having this CREOMUNDI tank top on to go get a procedure like that done, which I was, anticipated a little anxious about it. It was like going to the doctor with my mom, who loves me and supports me, and it was just a really great thing to have on hand to go do that with. And, I've been personally looking at your testimonials page for the past couple of days, and I'm just always so fascinated by the positive feedback you're getting by this product that you and Jocelyn have created that's growing leaps and bounds. And I would like for you to just tell our listeners about intentional clothing, intentional consumable products. What exactly does that mean, and how did you think about that? How did you think of it?
How did we think about it? Well, we thought about it. It was like what I call a spiritual slap up the side of the head, because I literally was a left-brain person. My background's nursing and medical writing. And the day we came up with this, the night before we came up with this concept, we had been talking to some people, and they were saying, well, have you heard about The Secret? And I said, no. Have you heard about What the Bleep? No. Do you know Dr. Emoto? No. And this was just not anywhere on my radar at all.
Mm-hmm.
And after they left, Jocelyn and I were intrigued enough to go and look up some things on the computer and saw the images of Dr. Emoto and his messages from water. And that obviously was percolating through my head overnight because the next morning when I woke up, I said to Jocelyn, you know, if he can show this in a Petri dish, the fundamental influence of water based on positive words or negative words, and the human body is 70% water, why couldn't we show that same effect on the human body that he's able to demonstrate photographically in a Petri dish? And that was the birth of Creo Mundi, and it was that day, literally, I was so driven by this whole concept and the opportunities that it could bring to people, I literally shut down my writing business that day.
Wow.
And, I mean, it was a six-figure income.
Yeah.
I was a very happy medical writer. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, that's a quantum leap of faith.
That was a what I call my spiritual slap up the side of the head. It was like, wake up, Allison.
Right, right. Well, you know, it's undeniable, being that we are 70% water, and, you know, these kinds of vibrations that are in words and are in intention. Intention has a vibration in itself, so it's really great to be mindful about what is your intention as we set out about our day. You know, find out what is your intention for the day. Do you have an intention of being conscious, energized, vital, peaceful, or any of the words that you have on the inside of your clothing, like even prosperous could be one, strength could be one, unity could be one, harmony, greatness, all of these things. And when you're wearing all these words on the inside of you, being that everything is energy and we are all energy, how could it not impact you on every level?
Exactly. And I mean, you can get as fundamental a concept as the basic power of words and how words make you feel.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get as complicated in an explanation of this as the quantum physics and the fact that everything is energy.
Right.
And I kind of explain it in different ways depending on the audience that I'm talking to, because sometimes kids may not understand energy, but they certainly understand the power of words.
Yes.
And the person or the individual who came up with the nursery rhyme, sticks and stones can hurt my bones, but words will never hurt me,
mm-hmm.
I think that was a defense mechanism to having been hurt as a child.
Yes.
Because I think we've all experienced that, as a child or as an adult, from somebody that we love and respect and cherish, has had hurtful words said in our direction. And I look at that in wearing one of these shirts as kind of a shield to bounce off take the edge off the hurt,
mm-hmm.
Because you've now surrounded yourself by the positive, loving, compassionate words that we have in these shirts,
mm-hmm.
and not the hurtful words that are being aimed at you. It's almost like if you touch the shirt, you can imagine this white shield around you.
Yes.
And for me to say that as a left-brain kind of person,
right.
If somebody had said this is what I'd be doing a couple of years ago, I'd have said, okay, yeah, mm-hmm.
Right.
And let me carry on with my medical writing. But I really, truly, truly believe that these shirts are affecting people in a positive way. Anybody who's open to the possibility that the positive energy might indeed change or help you reinforce the behavior that you want to go, because I think that's important too. The people who are making the decision to go to our website and buy our products, they're already on that path. They already want to go into a more positive direction, and we're just helping them get there.
Yep, yep. And it's just so timely. You know, it's a wonderful time to be alive in the first place because of all of the wonderful advancements spiritually that we're seeing everywhere, and the progressive television shows and movies that are out, and, you know, there's a momentum that cannot be stopped of new consciousness. And for me personally, I believe that the second coming is not the end of the world. I believe it's the end of an old way of thinking and the beginning of a new paradigm.
I agree totally. And I remember when we first talked, it was the first year of our company,
mm-hmm.
and I said, the reason I feel this is so important right now is that I believe there is a lot more people who want to live in hope and not in fear. I think the time for fear has passed, and I think that wave of hope that we're riding now is only going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And one of the recent books that I mentioned to you that I've read lately that really, really struck me was The Biology of Belief with Bruce Lipton.
One of my favorites, yeah.
Oh, amazing book. And what he said at the end was that it wasn't the survival of the fittest that's going to have the human population carry on. It's going to be the survival of the most loving.
Yes.
And that was just, it rang, it vibrated in me. It was like, yes, that's what it is, because it's the people who are most loving who understand how to care for the planet, who understand how to care for themselves. And if we can be loving and compassionate with ourselves, by default, that's going to change the way we act with other people, and we can be loving and compassionate with others. And if we can help everybody achieve what they want to achieve, you remove all that need to lash out in violence and anger.
Well, yeah, when we are looking out for one another's best interest, it's very hard to want to lash out. I mean, you can't.
No.
You can't do both at the same time. I'm just really excited about the notion of putting Creo Mundi, like, let's say, wallpaper in a stadium behind whatever is in front of it so that it's in the walls.
Yes.
And stadiums and everywhere like that.
Well, exactly. You know the what do they call that house wrap? Tyvek here in Canada. I don't know what they use in the States if it's a similar company. But they've got a house wrap that goes around buildings,
mm-hmm.
you know, a protective wrap. If we can convince them to work with us and say, let us put these, this design of ours, these images of ours into your Tyvek wrap, you're literally wrapping a house in, or a building or a stadium or whatever it is in love and hope.
Yeah, and the words are just phenomenal. And it's also fun to wear the shirts inside out so that you can give the people looking at you a boost too.
Yes. If you want to walk forward and extend your energy range, this is a great way to do it, because when you're wearing that shirt inside out and people are seeing, right now, especially with the new design, we've got gratitude above the heart and courage between the shoulder blades. And when I tell people about this, I said, I look at them and it's like, what more could you ask for? you feel like you want to put your shoulders back and just face that world and say, yes, I can do this. I can do whatever it is that I want to do and need to do and have a passion to do.
Yeah.
And that, I think, is what's so important when you are living an intentional life and a conscious life, is being passionate about what you do, whatever that may be.
Whatever that may be. If it's pouring coffee at Starbucks or whatever
that
is, you know, just it's how you're being of service. It's how you're feeling. It's the intention behind anything you're doing, no matter what it is, no matter how mundane. It's the intention behind it. And if you're doing it with an intention of loving service, then your heart opens wide, and that's contagious.
Yeah, well, when you were talking about having gone to the doctors earlier today and wearing our shirt and saying it was like going to the doctors with your mom, well, that just put a smile on my face, because one of the first people that came into our circle when we started this, my first experience with a medicine woman, actually, and she had put her hand on top of these shirts, didn't know what was on the inside. I had been introduced to her at a store, and she put her hand on the shirt, and she started talking in different languages, and then she'd start translating in English. And so slowly the hairs were starting to crawl up my neck and across the top of my head, so it was like I was in this static electricity.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that she said that really struck me was, these shirts are giving off a blessing from source, and wearing these shirts is like having a universal hug.
Totally.
And so when you said that about going to the, feeling like going to the doctors with your mother, that's what it is. It's like getting this universal hug from somebody, because
yeah.
we actually have 15 languages in the shirt, not 7.
Oh,
So there's 15 languges from around the world.
Where did that from? Okay.
And that's the most commonly used languages. So it's to embrace as many people in the world as possible with their language represented in the shirt.
Yes. I think that's beautiful. It's the power of inclusion.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm looking now at your site under, I believe that it's products, yes. And I'm looking at the beautiful hoodies.
Yes.
And I'm looking at the price. Is that Canadian money because you're a Canadian company?
It's
or is that
Canadian
US?
Dollars. So you're actually getting another 20% savings on that.
Okay, so
our dollar was at par.
Yeah.
When this was first done, but it's kind of tanked against the U.S. dollar. So, yeah, that's in Canadian dollars.
Okay. So it's Canadian dollars. Any of the listeners who are going to the products page, that's Canadian dollars, and it's 20% less than the price that's quoted there. I have just about one of everything they offer, and I find great use for it all the time in my life. And as a matter of fact, if you're okay with it, Allison, I'd like to read the testimonial that I wrote for your product.
Sure.
And that is absolutely true, what I've said, and it is this. It says, I gave a Creo Mundi shirt to a publicist friend when he and I met for coffee for the first time. We later learned that he had the most wonderful dreams after sleeping in the shirt that night. I, too, slept in my Creo Mundi shirt that night and dreamt that this man was building a bridge for me, and there was a downpour of rainbows like I had never seen before. Creo Mundi connected us in our sleep. Those rainbows are now on my ceiling today, and this man is my fiancé.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
Yeah, and it's true. That absolutely did happen, and you know, we didn't. Neither one of us knew we were wearing the shirt the same night that we wore it, and I went home and had this dream, and we were just like brother and sister platonic friends. I didn't see that coming, but I think Creo Mundi knew something we didn't.
Oh, I know, and when you told me that afterwards, when you told me months later or even a year later that that's what happened, it was this joy that filled me. It was like, there you go. There it's working again. It's working on levels that even I don't understand.
Yep.
And I feel like we Creo Mundi can take a little bit of credit for getting you two together.
Absolutely, and we'll love having you at our wedding.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. I really, really am. And very excited.
Yeah, and I also would like to read another testimonial that says, in March 2008 interview about intentional products in the global marketplace, Dr. Dean Radin, is it Radin?
Radin, sorry.
Radin, from the California Noetic Sciences Institute, had this to say about Creo Mundi. There is another one, a company called Creo Mundi, a Canadian-based company that sells intentional clothing. That's kind of a clever idea. What they have looks just like a regular T-shirt or sweatshirt on the outside, but imprinted on the inside are positive words from all different languages. So when you put it on, you know what's on the inside, and so you have the private intention that's on you. And there, URL where you can find this yourself is www.bleepingherald.com/MAR2008/Radin, R-A-D-I-N. So that's a pretty good commentary from somebody like that about your products.
Oh, I know, and what's amazing is that he was so excited when he saw our shirts. He wanted to do a research project with it, and we're still, he unfortunately couldn't. He was getting ahead of himself, and he says, no, I have to say no because I've got too much on my plate already. He said, but if you find somebody else to do it, I'll work with them to set the protocol up for the research study. And I thought, you know, this is a scientist who's worked with an intentional products before and who's worked with other paranormal kind of things that in studying it, and he was getting that excited about our shirt, and it was very exciting for me. It's kind of, I know it's good, Jocelyn knows it's good, and the people in who have been working with us in Creo Mundi, they know it's good. It is such a joy to hear everybody else who's been trying our shirts and wearing our shirts having that difference made in their lives.
Right.
So it's pretty cool, and it also speaks to why somebody asked us, well, why don't you put your design on the outside? And we've been asked that quite a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the reason is it's not just a design. It's also a function.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we have that on the inside, we're reinforcing the fact that this is different, that it isn't just another design, that there really is a formality, a function to it, and that it's acting on the skin, working to keep that positive energy around the body.
And don't your manufacturers also add more positive intention to each shirt they produce for you?
Oh, it's amazing. The people who are involved with this, because it's all done domestically. We get the yarn from the U.S. It's knit in Canada, just out here in Ajax. And then our manufacturer is out in Scarborough. And, yeah, he is originally from one of the West Coast, I believe, in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
He loves our product so much and the intention in it and what we're trying to do and what we're trying to achieve. He will actually, before a production run, go in, meditate, and say a private intention to reinforce the love and hope that we're adding into these shirts.
It's at every level.
We also now have an energy healer,
mm-hmm.
Janet, who's come into our lives,
mm-hmm.
and she's taken it up another level as well in terms of embedding the intention. So she uses a combination of crystal therapy and Tibetan light energy work,
mm-hmm.
and almost power boosts the intention that we've already put in there and that exists with the design. So it's amazing that we're getting people like this,
mm-hmm.
who are coming into our circle,
mm-hmm.
That I would never have found if we hadn't done this company.
Well, you totally heard the call of your intuition, and your knower let you know what was next, even though you were the last person to ever expect that kind of shift in your life.
Definitely the last. I was probably the biggest skeptic in the world, let me tell you.
Yeah, well, I want to tell you about this book I've been reading, and I've mentioned it on a few shows because it's amazing. It's called Miracles of the Mind. It's by Russell Targ and Jane Katra, Ph.D. And Russell Targ is a physicist who was an atheist. And Jane Katra is a healer. Russell was diagnosed with cancer, metastasized cancer, and he had only a couple of weeks to live, so the doctor told him. He showed him all the spots on his x-rays and said, you know, you really need some chemotherapy as a last resort. If you're willing to go through it, it may help you live longer. And the chemotherapy team just happened to be on vacation for the holidays, so they were not available. So what Russell did, and being an atheist, you know, he didn't really believe in all the things you and I are talking about right now,
yeah.
And a total scientist, physicist, he went to this woman, Jane Katra. He had heard that she was an energetic healer, so he thought, you know, I've got nothing left to lose. I'm going to try this. So he sought her out. He went to her, and he told her his prognosis, and told her what he saw in the x-rays and what the doctor had told him. And she said, well, those are just spots on film. They don't mean anything to your life. And what you need to do is change the host of that disease. And what I want you to do is I want you to seek out prayer circles to pray with them, for them, and allow them to pray with you and for you. Go to church every Sunday. Go to church every chance you get. Watch nothing but inspiring films and only speak uplifting words and only allow uplifting words to be spoken to you, which was completely contradictory to the way this man lived his life.
Right.
So he did these things, and 2 weeks later, when he went back to the doctor, he had absolutely no trace of any kind of cancer in his body, and to this day, he's alive and well, and I happen to know from reading this book also, but also innately I know, being everything is energy, there's nothing you cannot be, do, or have, do, or be. And it's just a matter of intentions. And I bet that Russell Targ, if you sought him out, would be fascinated by the Kriya Mundi concept and the power of intention set forth in your products.
Well, and I'll take this one step further, because what I've been learning about it, when you're talking about intention and you're speaking intention, I learned about somebody who is sort of opened my eyes up even further. When she's at a meal, if there are people around her or people with her, and for whatever reason, you know how you get some sort of snip snaps going at each other and
yep.
with friends sometimes,
mm-hmm.
and she's been with a group of friends, there's an argument going on. And she actually walks away from the food, and the person, one of the people with her said, well, why are you doing that? She says, just think of all that energy, that negative energy that you've just put out there and into our food because of the anger that you've had. And if I sat there and ate that food, I'd be ingesting that anger.
Yep.
And I'm like, wow,
you're
right.
It is
you are absolutely right. It's when you put that out there, you're putting that out there and it's touching everything around you.
Yep.
And you know how you feel when you're angry and you know how you feel when you're joyful. And it's a lot more fun to be joyful than it is to be angry.
Well, I'm so glad you said that because, gosh, about a year and a half ago, I was having dinner by myself and the waiters, the two waiters assigned to my table, apparently had been dating and broke up, and they started arguing within maybe, a table away. They thought because they were standing by the back door that I couldn't hear them. And they were just going on and on and on and on and cutthroat. Oh, it was awful. So I got up from my table. I went over to both of them. I said, look, I understand that you two are having an issue right now, and I want you to know that what you're doing right now as servers of my food is contaminating my food, and I'm going to reorder my dinner from somebody else. So
good for you.
Yeah, and I said, I'm sure that's not even in your awareness or consciousness that you could be that powerful to the people around you, and you are that powerful, and I'm just going to ask you respectfully to please knock it off.
Yeah.
They both thanked me very much for it and just looked at each other like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, so it ended that, and I truly felt that way also, that, you know, if somebody's angry when they're cooking, you're going to get some really wacky food.
Yes, and then you're going to be ingesting that, and I think that leads me to segue, if you will, into why we've got this protein drink as well.
Yes.
And the protein drink, people say, well, why clothing and why protein? Well, for us, it's just as important what you're ingesting into yourself as you're surrounding yourself with.
Mm-hmm.
And with the protein, we've, again, created an intentional protein. We don't call it that in Canada only because in Canada we have to do our labels in French and English.
Mm.
And in French, it's not quite the same thing. I can't get the meaning in French that I can in English for why we're calling it intentional.
Right.
When we get it into the States, it will be called an intentional protein.
Mm-hmm.
But what we've done is we've taken the idea of Dr. Emoto and what he's done with his research in water, and we've actually created a watermark in our label that has the words performance, balance, and vitality.
Mm-hmm.
We also then have a ceremony because we get samples before every production run.
Mm-hmm.
Our lab out on the East Coast sends us two packets of every flavor.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one we always test, make sure that the flavor is good and that nothing has been mixed up with our formula.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one is where we do an additional ceremony of intention on it and ask for that enhanced performance, balance, and vitality for everybody who's consuming that product on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been really fascinating, the people who we're aware of that do take that product and how they feel. And the differences it's making in their lives. And as we know from reading Bruce Lipton's book, and anybody who's working with molecular biology, protein is the building block in the body.
Yes.
So it's so important that everybody, it doesn't matter that if you're in the gym or not in the gym, every single person needs to be taking a high-quality protein every day. And one of the other things that I was brought to my attention with that is our scientific advisor, who, by the way, is a leading Canadian whey protein researcher. He was a visiting professor at Stanford University, and he's the one who came to us to ask to be our official advisor.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the one who brings me the clinical research papers. Again, there's my left brain.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got up to 40% of adult men and women who aren't meeting the minimum daily requirement for protein, and that's a level set to prevent disease. It's not the level set to maximize muscle metabolism.
Right.
So there's another reason to be taking it. If you're going for surgery, take it before surgery. If you're going after surgery, take it after, or for surgery, take it after surgery, because protein helps the tissue repairs.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you for saying that, because I've been using your protein product. I've been mixing it with almond milk, banana, avocado, and just blending it till it turns into this beautiful milkshake that's thick and delicious. And for this tear in my rotator cuff, I can almost feel it mending it.
Yeah, it's protein is the essential nutrient or an essential product for tissue repair.
Mm-hmm.
It's an immune booster.
Yes,
it
and
helps
I'm also
stabilize
not sleeper,
glucose. I mean, it does so many good things.
Yeah, and another benefit I'm noticing is I'm not hungry for hours after I drink one of those shakes.
Exactly.
And I just don't find myself wanting to pick at anything or munch on anything. And lunch will come and go, and I'm like, I'm still satisfied.
Exactly.
So, and then I'll just eat dinner later. But it's for anybody who's looking to streamline their physique a bit this year, if you can have a product that offers you up, you know, it's like I added avocado and banana and almond milk to get some other vitamins that I wanted from it, and I'll be adding flaxseed, ground flaxseed to it in my shake tomorrow. For different reasons, you can do whatever you want to with it when you're making it into a milkshake. And it's if it keeps you full and satisfied for a few more hours than a normal breakfast that you would eat would, then that's just going to contribute to your goal of streamlining your physique.
Yeah, and what's interesting with this is that people who have taken it, who we're aware of, they come to us and they say, Allison, I don't know what it is. I really like your protein. It tastes better than any other protein that I've had. It really mixes well. And you know what? I feel really good when I'm using your protein.
Mm-hmm.
And I've used other proteins before, and I'm laughing to myself thinking, I know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's that intention.
Yep,
that's the extra intention that we've got. It just sort of enhances the benefits that you're going to experience with a good quality protein anyway.
Yes. And are you considering any other kind of consumable products in the future?
Yes, we are. We have an energy drink, actually, that once we get some of the protein established in the U.S., because we'd like to get it into the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
we've got a natural energy drink that is just phenomenal. And we're going to make an intentional energy drink as well. All we need is to be able to get to the lab to get a natural preservative for it, because
mm-hmm.
it's a mixture of fruit and vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that I used at a health show once. There were three of us who were running this booth at a show. And the night before, I mixed up 70 pounds of the ingredients for this drink.
Wow.
And the three of us lived on that all weekend
mm-hmm.
for the 3 days. And at the end of the weekend, we were more energized than anybody else who'd been there all weekend.
Right.
We were the most energized all weekend, and it was all natural. It's carrots, apples, oranges, and celery.
But wonderful. That sounds delicious.
Special concentration. It's a special mix.
Right. Right. So,
there are stuff that we want to add down the road.
Right.
And it's all a question of having the right partners to be able to do it. Being able to get it into the right venues, and that's coming to us. I mean, those people are arriving that are helping us out, and we've got somebody who's working on expanding our protein in Hong Kong.
Great.
So it's anchoring energy, if you will, all over the world through either the clothing or through the protein. It's anchoring the energy. We've got sales in Australia, sales in Singapore, New Zealand, South Africa. I'm just trying to think of all the places we've been mailing our shirts out to.
That's what
Australia is big. Australia loves this. They just keep ordering it.
Post office personnel also setting intentions as you come in and mail out
your packages. Yeah, she just loves it. We have the best post office person in the world.
Awesome.
Chris, we love you.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, I'd like to, at this time, Allison, give out our call-in number. So
sure.
Anyone out there who'd like to call in and ask you any questions whatsoever,
yep.
The call-in number is toll-free in the U.S. only is 877-876-5227. And toll-free in Canada only, it's 888-815-9756. And the direct line is 530-876-3222. I'll give those numbers again. That's U.S. only toll-free, 877-876-5227. Canada only is toll-free, 888-815-9756. Direct line is 530-876-3222. Allison, what is the most unique and unusual question that you've been asked about your product that inspired you in a way you didn't think you would be inspired? Probably this one.
Yeah, probably that one is true. I don't know if it's a question that we've been asked. It's just some of the stories that have come to us that inspire me every time I hear them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's stories from all ages of people. It's stories from a 19-year-old soccer player who was wearing our shirt underneath his uniform, and
mm-hmm.
he emailed me and told me the story about how they were down 4-1 at the end of the half,
mm-hmm.
and then he was the goalkeeper, he was
mm-hmm.
the keeper, and then he remembered that he was wearing the Creole Monday shirt, and it reminded him not to be so hard on himself, and it just turned around his whole attitude for the rest of the game, and they ended up winning 5-4. And he just is so thrilled at the Creole Monday and its ability to keep him focused on what his task was, which is one of the things we look at for intention is the greater your focus, the faster that reality will manifest.
Mm-hmm.
And so for a 19-year-old to tell me about how this shirt was able to help him focus and remind him to not be so hard on himself, that's exactly what we want with Creole Monday. And then I get other people who, a 10-year-old who was wearing one of our shirts and comes downstairs for breakfast and says to her mom, you know, I should be cranky today, but I'm not because I'm wearing my Creole Monday shirt.
Aw, that's great.
And I'm like, a 10-year-old who gets this whole message of positive words and positive attitudes and how it can really change your perspective on your life. And as soon as you start changing your attitude, you change the whole flow of everything around you, and you change the way people interact with you.
Right, and I just thought of another great place for your products.
What's that?
Hospital gowns.
Oh, absolutely. And hospital beddings and linens?
Mm-hmm.
I want this on every hospital bed.
Curtains, everything.
Yeah. If we can get patient gowns with this on, and we can get hospital sheets, if we can get it in sick kids' hospitals.
Band-aids.
And on pajamas.
And band-aids.
Band-aids.
Kids
you know,
like
work with
Band-Aids?
Some of the Johnson & Johnson
yep.
companies and say, listen, let's get some medical wraps, let's get band-aids, let's do some of the braces and put some of this stuff on.
Oh,
there is so much.
I'm getting
so
excited just thinking about a world like that.
Oh, and that's what inspires us. I mean, for us, it's not just having a shirt on every back in the world.
Yes.
It's beyond that.
Sure.
It's empowering generations
mm-hmm.
Of people to grow emotionally, spiritually, in the most positive environment that they can.
Yes.
That's what our goal is.
Yes.
And the shirt is just the vehicle.
Yes. It's a big
the sheets
from
are
the
a vehicle. The protein is a vehicle. It's just trying to create this whole attitude and atmosphere where we can be loving and compassionate with ourselves and then be loving and compassionate with each other. Because I think one of the important things people have to remember is you have to look after yourself first.
Yes.
If you can't look after yourself, how can you give that loving and caring to somebody else?
Right, and you know, everybody has their own committee of critics in their head.
Yep.
And when you wear these products and these words, you know these words are on you, it kind of silences that committee of critics in your head.
It silences the committee of critics, and it also allows the other part of your brain to speak up more.
Yes.
I know there's sometimes, even today, there will still be the odd time where I'll start being down on myself. Maybe I haven't moved the company as fast as I wanted to be or whatever, and I'll say, oh, you should have done this, you didn't do that, and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And then there'll be this mental stop sign that flashes up in my brain that says stop. Stop
mm-hmm.
the negative thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, turn this around to a positive. Look how much we've achieved. Look at the people that it's affecting. Look at the responses we're getting from people around us.
Yes.
And that then makes it a lot faster when I've been wearing the Creole Monday, which I do every day, to be able to do that, be able to put up that mental stop sign.
Well, not only that, it's in your wearing it every day that's causing your company to grow so much.
Yes.
So, you know, you are practicing what you're teaching, and you are, you know, for me, I won't coach anybody when I do life coaching. I won't tell anybody anything that I haven't used on myself and had it be very successful. And it's what you're doing. You're being the change you want to see in the world.
Yeah. And I liken it to people who are motivated enough to go to a self-help seminar or a coaching seminar, and they come away from the seminar and they're all pumped and they say, yeah, I'm going to change my life today. And they're all excited in the first few days or a week. They're doing the things that they learned at the seminar. And then reality starts hitting in, and they're forgetting this and they're forgetting that until a couple of weeks later they're going, geez, I was feeling so good. How did I forget? What is it that I need to do?
Wear your Creole Mundi.
Wear the Creole Mundi.
Yeah, and we have
use
a caller on the line.
To remind yourself what it is that you've been learning.
Yes, yes. Caller, are you there?
Yes, how are you today?
Hi, who are we speaking to?
Hi, my name is Susan. I'm calling from Canada.
Hi, Susan.
I've got a question for you.
Okay, Allison.
I believe that I'm on Earth and I've had a calling. I've gone through 3 near-death experiences, and I've just recently turned 50. And my head is so full of so much information, I don't know where to begin to put it out in a book. Like, I sit down to write, and it's like I'm trying to write 50 chapters at once.
Mm.
How do you know where to start?
Personally, as a writer, I just start. I worry about getting it into some kind of order afterwards. What I do is I just let the flow go, because if that's coming to you, if that's spilling out of you, then you need to get those words down on paper. Later you worry about how to sort it in some kind of order. That will actually come. I think from a writing and now a spiritual perspective, I think it's important to get out on the paper or in the computer what's coming through you, and the rest will sort itself out afterwards.
But what happens when the true life story is so unbelievable that it just is a little bit too surreal?
What do you mean, what happens? I think it's your life story.
If that's your life story, then that's your reality.
I think if you've got such an extraordinary life story, that you need to write that down.
No matter how it sounds to anybody else, to get it out through your fingers and onto the page is really the most important thing, without judgment and without editing it.
Yeah.
And just trust that what's coming to you needs to be heard by somebody.
Yes.
What do you believe that the world is hungry enough to want to know about right now?
Sorry, I didn't catch the first part.
What do you feel that the world is most hungry to know the answer for right now?
What do I feel the world is hungry to know the answer to right now?
It's most hungry to know the answer to.
If there was
no single problem that we could solve on Earth right now, what do you believe that most people would believe it would be?
Personally, I think it's finding an answer to violence, and that answer to violence is finding love. And it's what I said at the top of the show, that at the end of time, the survival of mankind is not going to be survival of the fittest. Is going to be survival of the most loving, and that's what we're in the process, I feel, of learning right now. That's what I feel this whole awareness and consciousness raising that's happening at all different levels is a raising the vibration of love, and I think that's what's going to take us, as Kate says, into this next life journey that we're all going on. The end of the world as we know it is not the end of the physical world, but the end of the world of how we're responding and reacting to each other. And what we're learning to do now is learning how to love. And what we're creating as a company is the same thing that so many other teachers and spiritual teachers and people like Kate and people like Deepak Chopra and people like the Dalai Lama, people like Oprah, they're all giving the same message of love and hope. We're just doing it in a different way from people, because I think people need to hear the message in different ways before it resonates with them.
Absolutely true. And if I could also interject, Susan, I feel that one of the greatest needs the world has and is hungry for right now, in my opinion, is the ending of the feeling of separation. I believe that, like the double helix, the DNA, because we all have DNA, we are all connected, because we are all from the same stuff. And I believe once we get a handle on separation and really see the connection that we all are, then we'll start really rallying to be each other's mentor, support system, advocates, and really be concerned about one another's well-being on a level we were not before.
Yep.
Does that help?
It does. I think it's all about using our energy as our light in the highest expression of our truth.
Yeah.
And that's love.
And keep raising your frequency daily. And these words on these clothing really help raise the frequency. You're a walking light bulb.
I liken it to all of us being able to do our own piece of good in the world, our own patch of love, our own patch of light. And if we have enough of us working on that, those patches of light, those patches will start growing together until we have greater and greater light around the world.
And one big giant quilt.
Yeah. That's right.
Well said. Anything else, Susan?
No, I just, like I said, I just feel like my head is just so full. It's just very, very hard to know exactly where to start.
Well, congratulations.
Start.
That's a wonderful place to be.
It's scary, too, though.
I'm sure it is. Change is scary. There's something good happening in your life.
I think one of the neat phrases, when you talk about being scary, one of the phrases that struck me was somebody who said, feel the fear and do it anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. And I have an acronym for fear, and that is, it used to be false evidence appearing real, and then I changed it to feeling excited and ready.
There you go. There's the more positive intention spin on that.
Yes.
Yeah, because if you don't face that, the fear of change will sometimes paralyze you to the point where nothing ever changes.
And nothing will come
out. Or everything changes but you.
Yeah.
So sometimes you just have to bite the bullet and do it anyway. And when you're talking about all these words and all these stories and all the writing that's coming out of you, bite the bullet, do it anyway. It'll start making sense afterwards.
Yep. Feel the fear and do it anyway.
Yep.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much for your help and your assistance, and thank you for the wonderful show you're doing.
Thank you. And visit Allison's website, kriyamundi.com, and just take a look around there. And there might be something you read there that really opens up your mind about something. It could be just what you need, some phrase or anything there that you might find could, because there's a reason you called. Nothing is random.
Yeah, and email me afterwards if you want, info@kriyamundi.com, and because I can help you in terms of doing some online self-publishing, on-demand publishing. Very easy stuff to do. I've done it a couple of times. I've done it with a book that I had written. I've done it with a vision book, and it's very intuitive, very easy to follow, and I can help you with that afterwards. So if you just email me, info@kriyamundi.com, and you'll see the email on the website as well, then when you're ready, I can help you with that.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Okay, that's great. Thank you so much.
Okay.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, Susan. Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you and brightest blessings.
Thank you. Oh, that was a great few questions right there, Allison, and you know, you just really trust yourself and your knower and the messenger that you are is very evident, and it's becoming more and more clear as your company grows. And I believe that you're starting to see that having taken that quantum leap forward of faith by stopping the medical writing and starting the Kriyamundi, I believe the momentum in your having chosen to do that is going to show you proof positive that you are a vessel being used in a mighty way to make a difference everywhere.
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate you saying that. I'm not sure that I believe that quite yet.
I know, but it's coming to get you.
It's coming, though, and when you say that I'm learning as the company grows, it's so true, because when we created this, we didn't even really know what we had created, and we spent the next year learning about what it is that we had done and understanding and following some of the teachings, reading some of the teachings from Abraham, seeing the secret. Well, actually, I think the secret came on about 2 weeks after this idea was birthed.
Mm-hmm.
So it's as though we had this spiritual awakening, if you will, this slap mm-hmm. on the side of the head, as I call it,
yep.
and created this. It was all formed in the space of about 4 months from the birth of the idea to when we first had the product in hand.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're playing catch-up on understanding what it is that we've done. And I still don't even totally understand it, because it works on so many different levels for so many people. It works, as I said, on the basic level of the power of words and how words make you feel. And I'm understanding more about how it works on the quantum physics level. So to me, it doesn't really matter how it works, as long as it's working for people.
Right, right. And just to bring more clarity to, I believe that you didn't even realize what you didn't realize, when you started this company. And I'm
exactly.
going to read a little bit about your logo, so you'll see how much you already did know that you weren't aware that you knew.
Yeah.
The logo has created much discussion, and we have the DNA double helix horizontally through the Earth to represent not only the view held by some of the DNA of the world is changing, but also to represent all of us on the planet being one. And the words embedded in the double helix are what we call our core words: gratitude, compassion, love, hope, peace, health, tolerance, and acceptance. We believe these are common feelings and desires of everyone, no matter where you live, the color of your skin, or how much money you make. These are the words we had translated into 15 most commonly used languages of the world. Our company name is Latin for create your universe. Use our shirts to help create the universe that you want. So when you formed your logo, your mission statement is in that.
Exactly. And if you, Jocelyn was the one who came up with the design for the logo.
Uh-huh.
And if you asked her where that came from, it just was there. She
yeah.
wrote it down on, she did a pencil sketch on a piece of paper, which I actually still have. Well, when we're big and making all this difference everywhere and we're doing our continental launches and
mm-hmm.
we're globally around the world,
yes.
that'll be in a framed piece of paper.
Yep.
Because that came from a space that was beyond her. She wrote it down in her pencil scribble, and I said, my first thought, being left brain, being in the advertising business, was, well, you know, when it's small, you might not see it. Well, let me see if we can get somebody to work with it. And didn't they create that logo that we have? And it was just the essence of Creole Monday in that logo.
It's beautiful. It looks gorgeous on the shirts. And I believe it's going to become like a household term. There's no limit to the products that you can make. You can put these positive words on an ink pen and write a letter of apology to somebody, or forgiveness, or gratitude, or whatever. I mean, there's no limit to what you can use Creole Monday for.
Exactly.
And that's
the beauty of this. That's the beauty of the loving intent in it, is that it can be on so many different things, and therefore reach people who might not be so much into the crystal kind of aspect of New Age and quantum physics.
We call that woo-woo.
The woo-woo.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't going to say that, but
yeah.
now that you say it, the woo-woo part.
You say that on the CS break, yes. And I also was thinking, if you put it on stationery and envelopes as if it's a watermark,
yep.
all the words, then
yep.
that would be extremely powerful.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting is the logo almost acts like a booster, like an energy booster.
Yep.
Because of that DNA, because of the world inclusiveness that we've got, and the intention that we had from the logo, from the birth of the logo,
mm-hmm.
it's like that logo on everything amplifies the effect of everything else.
Sure.
And don't ask me to explain that. I'm looking for a university who's willing to work with me and Dr. Radin in California, and setting up a protocol to actually get the testing done on the shirts and the protein, because both are intentional products. So I can't give you an explanation. I just know that it works.
Yeah,
and I know that it works for people who are open to the possibilities.
Totally, and a willingness is key. And yes. I believe that if you were to contact the author of Biology and Belief, that you could find a wonderful synergy there as well. And we're coming up on the last minute of our Spiritual Hollywood hour. Can you believe it?
It's like we just started.
5 minutes, I know. It always is that way when spirit takes over. And I want to thank you, Allison, so much for doing what you're doing, listening to that small voice and hearing it until you birthed that voice into a wonderful company, and it's only just begun, you know, tip of the iceberg of what it's going to be. And I'm very excited for your future and what your products and what your creativity is bringing to our world, yours and Jocelyn. And I just really want to thank you for taking time to be on the show tonight, and I hope you felt honored, because you certainly deserve to be.
I do feel honored, and I feel honored that you've had me on here. I really appreciate talking to you. I love talking to you. You feel almost like a sister to me. I know we've had the two interviews now, and it feels like you're the sister that I never had. So
right back to you, right back to you. And I just want to say thank you, everybody, for listening this week. We'll be back next week with Dr. DeMartini, so that'll be exciting. And remember, the last six letters of attraction are action, so create the life that you want, like Allison has. Thanks again, everyone, and good night.